This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
A Voice of St. Louis original podcast.
It's Thursday, February 20th. I'm Megan Lynch.
And I'm Debbie Monterey. The Missouri Supreme Court decides to keep Proposition B on the April ballot.
That's the measure that would give St. Louis County Council members the power to vote to fire department directors. Council Chairwoman Rita Hurd-Days on why they're pushing this in the face of opposition from County Executive Sam Page's administration.
Just a lot of things that we need to really just kind of get a grip on. And if the council, the county executive doesn't feel he needs to do that, somebody needs to hold these folks accountable. And that's simply what it's all about, accountability.
Day says most recently council members are concerned there's now a lawsuit over the transition of the county animal shelter from nonprofit to health department management. The Supreme Court decision comes after a lower court sided with the administration. A spokesperson for Page says, quote, as the circuit court stated quite clearly, the ballot language is deceptive and confusing. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
The St. Louis skyline is set to change.
This is a once in a generational moment for St. Louis's front door.
Cordish companies planning to demolish the vacant Millennium Hotel in favor of a complex with residential, office, and public space like shopping, a food hall, amphitheater, and more. Cordish built Ballpark Village, whose president, Mike LaMartina, joined Gateway Arch Park Foundation director Ryan McClure on KMOX.
We are doing this because we care about St. Louis, and we need that site as a city to be an economic driver for our region again.
Gateway Arch Park Foundation purchased the long vacant hotel and asked developers to bid for the site. Cordish was one of three bids.
Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker delivered his annual State of the State address in Springfield, telling lawmakers he will only sign a balanced budget.
I'm not going to base a budget on bloated revenue estimates. I have never done that. And therefore, our spending must reflect reality. We have to live within our means.
Governor Pritzker also said there will be no new taxes in his $55 billion spending plan. The budget includes a mandated $350 million increase in state school aid funding and more than $10 billion for pensions. The governor also criticized President Trump's cuts to federal agencies. Coming up at 8:35, we'll get analysis of the governor's state of the state from Capital News Illinois reporter Peter Hancock.
The city's public safety director pushing back against the sheriff, saying he did not grant him permission to interview the victim of an alleged sexual assault by their deputy. Now the St. Louis Police Department is weighing in.
St. Louis City Police spokesman Mitch McCoy says they are leading the investigation into the alleged sexual assault of a jail detainee by a sheriff's deputy. McCoy says they gave the opposite order of what Sheriff Alfred Montgomery claims he had received from the public safety director.
There was an order given by this department not to interview the victim of a crime that we were investigating.
McCoy says it does not matter where the alleged assault occurred or who is accused of committing it, adding they are the sole investigative authority in the city. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
An alleged serial rapist has a bond review hearing scheduled for this morning. Yahya Molly of Baldwin facing 11 rape counts and two kidnapping charges. Five victims are noted in the initial warrant to arrest Molly. He reportedly met his victims on an app and was going by the name of John. He has a preliminary hearing coming up on March 3rd.
The hazing of Danny Santulli in 2021 left him unable to see, walk, or speak. Now a Missouri bill is named in his honor.
Danny's law would widen the definition of hazing, broadening who can be found liable and adding hazing towards current and former members to law. It would also provide protections for those who aid in medical and law enforcement response. Before the Missouri Senate gave its initial approval of the bill Wednesday, an amendment was added to protect those who are under duress. The sponsor of the bill, Marshall Republican Senator Curtis Gregory, says anyone being forced to haze will be protected from the charge.
So let's say I'm the upperclassman talking to one of the pledges saying, you must do this or else. I'm going to be the one then liable.
Gregory says that protection only applies to the charge of hazing, not necessarily any other charges that may be brought. I'm Alex Cox.
Missouri's DOGE hotline is blowing up with all kinds of issues, and they are not all central to the state. State Senator Mary Elizabeth Coleman of Jefferson County is the creator of the state's government efficiency portal.
We are getting federal complaints. We're getting complaints about local municipalities or counties. We're getting complaints about office holders sometimes, or even particular legislation.
The Republican says the biggest difference between Elon Musk's DOGE and Missouri's DOGE is that the state has a bipartisan committee looking at all of the daily complaints, and it doesn't fire government employees.
The Annie Malone Organization says it needs $250,000 in order for its parade to take place this year.
The parade is not a party. It's a fundraiser.
Jossie Haynes, vice chair of the Annie Malone board, says the parade has not made money for the organization.
Next year we'll pick it back up. We just had some dollars that were taken away. So.
And with grant funding in question this year, the decision was made to shelve the second largest African-American parade in the country.
We need to refocus our efforts, focus on the community, and we're looking for people just to bring in dollars from the community. You know, so if there's a title sponsor, somebody like a large company that says, hey, we want to see this happen for St. Louis, we're all for it.
The parade, 115 years old. Stuart McMillan, KMOX News.
From the KMOX business desk, the Trump administration has fired more than 1,000 National Park Service workers.
We're very concerned about the impact that this is going to have at Gateway Arch National Park and all national parks, frankly.
Ryan McClure, the executive director of the Gateway Arch Park Foundation, says there were already staffing shortages in the Park Service, so this will further exacerbate issues. He says it's not clear how it will affect operations at the park, but they are getting more visitors than ever.
Last year, we experienced 2.4 million visitors, which is some of our highest visitation in many, many years. Yes, we're seeing record visitation, which makes these personnel concerns really something that we're worried about.
Aside from the firings, a hiring freeze means seasonal job offers have been rescinded.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.